the book Hebrews, part 277. Aan professor Hannes Redlingheids of the First Assembly of Yafashua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require information about any of my books which I've written, maybe the book What Is Your God's Name, which is very relevant for the time we are living in, because people do not, especially Christians and Protestants, they do not know their God's name. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number, it's a +27 international code 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yafa.co.za. As you can see on the top here, on my right hand side. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very, very welcome. Hallelujah. Please go to part one. Start from the beginning, because you missed out on quite a bit of information. Also important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies, as well as our TikToks. And we don't want you to miss out. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure at least you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Hallelujah. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. We are busy with Hebrews chapter 11. We are on a side scripture, on a confirmation scripture, which we are dealing with. And we're going to look at Jude 1 verse 21. Jude 1 verse 21. I'm so glad we don't need to guess. We know by way of the revelation of the Ruach HaKodesh. Jude 1:21. Keep yourselves in the love of Yahweh Almighty. Keep yourselves in the love, the agape love. Looking for the mercy. Alright, let me keep yourselves in the love of Yahweh Almighty, looking for the mercy. The mercy is what? Grace of Yahushua unto eternal life. Eternal life comes through grace. I always say grace as a name, it's Yahushua. Verse 22, and of some have compassion, making a difference. What we believe, what we preach, the way we live, make a difference in the lives of a sinner. When I was a young man, my friend, he became a pastor later on, Pastor Renus Pretorius, he always said, Yahweh calls us as evangelists to make a difference in the world. He just don't save us just to sit in a rocking chair and think we're going to rock our way to heaven. No. We have to make a difference. The gospel of Yahushua and his revelation blood must make a difference. And we can only make a difference if we live accordingly. If we live like Yahwist. If we talk like Yahwist. Verse 23, and others safe with fear. Yahweh is using us to make a difference, to have sinners saved with fear. Pulling them out of the fire. This is what it is. When we as evangelists, because this is what every saved person should start off to be, is the evangelist, to spread the gospel of salvation. Having people saved by grace. Listen, pulling them out of the fire. when we are involved in people's lives, preaching and teaching the gospel of salvation of Yahushua unto them. It's like when they are getting saved, when they repent, when they are immersed in the name of Yahushua, it's like pulling that person out of the fire. That fire is actually hell. Although hell doesn't exist right now, it will in Revelation 20, verse 12 onwards to verse 14. It's saving someone who fell into the fire, putting him out before he can burn and he hurt himself or herself. Pulling them out of the fire. I want to say, pulling them out of the fire. Look at my fingers. Of sin and unrighteousness. Hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Hating the things that they do and say and live. And that's what we are called for. We are not called to look pretty. We are called to do the work. Yeah, but we will be hated. They will cast us in jails and they will persecute us. But that's part of the calling. In order to have people saved, we, as Yahvis, must be prepared to pay the price if there's a price to be paid. Why? Because Yahushua on the cross has given his life for us. Now unto him, verse 24, that is able to keep you from falling. Now unto him, that him must be a capital H. Brackets, Yahushua. Now unto him, Yahushua, that is able to keep you from falling and to present yourself faultless before the presence of his glory, his capital H, glory capital G, with exceeding joy. To serve Yahweh our Elohim is a joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the life which is meant for us. This is the life we want to live as Yahweh. This is the life we've been called to live. Being able to save people as if they were in the fire. What a message. They will hate you because of my name. N-A-M-E? No. The name Jesus? No. The name Yahushua. They will hate you. They will persecute you because of my name. N-A-M-E. No, no, no. The name Jesus. No, 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 no. The name Yahushua. Satan and his fallen demonic evil spirits, they hate the name, but they fear the name. When hearing this name, Yahushua, that's why we must proclaim his name day and night. Why? Because it drives away evil spirits, demon spirits, fallen angels. Drives them away. They fear the name above all other names. Now unto him, capital H, that is able to keep you and me from falling. Because what keeps us? Grace. It's so easy to fall, to stumble. The moment that we start boasting in ourselves, we are very near to stumble or even maybe fall. But when we function in grace, we will live in a spirit of submission under the guidance of the Ruach HaKodesh. And that's so important. It's not to get on top, but to stay under submission. But being under submission of the Ruach HaKodesh, we have the obligation to go out in the world and preach the gospel of everlasting life. Preach the gospel unto an unsaved world, a world of sinners, who's longing to have what we have, to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of His, that's Yahshua's glory, capital H, capital G, with exceeding joy. Being a Yahfis is not always just smiles and joy. There's tears as well. But you know what? The joy and the glory of Yahfa is far more abundant than any fear. Apostle Paul says, we fear not, we live by faith. Fear not him. Who's that? Satan. We don't fear him. We live in holiness in Yahweh our Elohim. What a privilege to be able to do that and to function in the Ruach HaKodesh, seeking an opportunity. Today, we need to seek an opportunity to see where Yahweh is opening a door for us to sow the seed of life. Maybe even to water another plant, another seed, in order for it to grow. We need to preach the gospel of salvation timely and untimely unto an unsaved world. And this is why this message of salvation is flowing into a world where people is hungering after revelation truth. Church people is tired of church gimmicks. They're seeking for the revelation truth. And you know what? We have it. Now, let's not just feed ourselves till we are spiritually that fat. But let us spread the word. Let's spread the gospel of salvation. Let's take the waters of life to those that is thirsty. Let's take the bread of life to those that hungers. Those that's longing to have something to hold on to. Through the grace of Yahshua, today we as Yahvis are in the position to do exactly what I'm talking about, is to be a blessing unto the unsaved. We have something to tell them. We don't boast in ourselves. We were in the same position. We were lost sinners, Gentiles, but through the grace of salvation, through Yahshua, the death that He died, the resurrection, the ascending into heaven with a promise that He's coming back. Hallelujah. We have something to tell the world. I have the only religion in the world that has a promise unto His people. And when I'm concluded, when I've done in the house of my Father, I'm coming to take you where I am. It's called the coming. In Greek, the parousia. We have an expectancy of to be transformed. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 27 to 58. From this world, out of this earthly body, out of this fleshly body, into a heavenly body, meeting Yahshua in the air, ascending therefrom into paradise, wherefrom the marriage occasion is going to happen in heaven. Hallelujah. where the bride and the bridegroom will become one. Have you seen this, Prof? No. I know it. I know it by faith. You know much, so much more where the people before us that believe in this truth, that they gave their lives and they died, and they were killed, they were put on staples, they were burned alive for that which they believe. What are we prepared to do today? Now I want to read the verse 25. Let's read verse 24 now. Unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present yourself faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Verse 25. To the only wise Elohim, our Savior, who's Yahushua, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Let it be. We give all the glory, the honor, the praise unto Yahushua for saving us who were Gentiles and sinners. Now part of the bride of Yahushua universally. Let's be the best today that we can be for the kingdom of Yahweh and Yahushua. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.